During the time before the freeze, my mother often told me stories and about the days in her own youth. How she was always fascinated by the world's mythology, and how her sisters growing up put this one idea in her head. It was an idea that seemed plausible in a normal, non-dead, living, breathing world. But in my own world currently, it seems beyond impossible. Beyond the philosophical determinism of all of us being stuck aboard this perpetually moving train for eternity, I do wish for a fairy tale. The idea was that everyone in life has a piece of red string tied around their finger. The other end is tied to their soulmate, their destined lover. The string may get tangled, stretch out endlessly, but never breaks. Their true love eventually finds a way to bring the two ends of the red string together. I had forgotten all about that myth until we passed the frozen wasteland of the City of Love, and I saw the ever icy Eiffel Tower. The red string of fate intertwined lovers with the true constant of mythological string connecting them. Like Melanie says, humanity needs to have some hope. And maybe someday, I'll find my other end of red string fairy tale somewhere out there. Or maybe, right here, on Snowpiercer, 1001 cars long. Yes, yes, hello? You there, in the hospitality blue coat. I had ordered some cream puffs, eclairs and macaroons to go with my matcha not so long ago. I do hope you haven't forgotten it. Oh. Just a few more minutes. Fine, fine, whatever. I'll be here, I guess. Not like I can jump through that fucking window and run to Venice. No, I should have stayed my ass in the first class dining car. But then again, their eclairs have dropped in quality over this past year. I blame the thirds for ruining chocolate productions. Lame. Yeah? Can I fucking help you with something? Quit staring at me, man. Alright. Fair enough with the pickup line. But hasn't anyone ever told you it's rude as hell to stare? You're really lucky I haven't heard a line that bold since before the freeze. Good try, I guess? If you somehow couldn't tell, I'm not part of the second class around here. I do come here often, but I live in first, actually. I also sometimes go to the night car to try to find some companionship, but it usually just ends in champagne and too much wine. Do you ever go to the night car? What do you mean, huh? Do you really not know what the night car is, or are you just pranking me for being a first? Oh, that's adorable. Little second classer like you only gets around once a year, huh? This big long train too much for you, huh? I'm only kidding you. I visited third class once for their infamous noodles, and I have to stay. I'll stick to my bronze cut pasta and lamb ragoon first. But anyways, the night car is a magical little place. Right down at the end of second here. That is a nightclub and a little social space for passengers. And sometimes a brothel. But anyways, not for third or the tail. Of course, but you understand. Privileges and access, etc. Blah, blah. You and I should have a dance there sometime. I'm Sin, by the way. What's your name? Or should I just call you Second Class Boy? Oh, I like that name. I think I knew of someone else in my neighborhood that had that name growing up. Ah, it doesn't matter. Probably frozen dead anyways. And don't be hesitant now. Not like I'm gonna tell a jackboot to jump on your fruit for staring at me earlier. I'm totally just messing with you. No look on your face. Ah, priceless. Oh, yay, finally, my snacks. Too much longer and I would have probably called Hat Hospitality to complain. Thanks for the neat pickup line again. Anyways, I should be getting back to my suite soon. First class doesn't have a curfew, but my body has a curfew. If I stay up late, I'm usually cranky in the morning. Have a good evening, you. Actually, wait, hold on. Why were you staring at me again? Do I have something on my face? Trouble does come at you sideways, huh? Come on, walk with me. I always order more than I can eat since I just put the rest in my fridge for breakfast. But since I'm feeling generous today, do you want to share half? My suite has some actual gold-plated plates, I guess. They're worthless now, but they look pretty to me at least. Yes, yes. I know you probably have a job or whatever, but listen, if someone radios you, tell them, Sin from First Class has your attention now. Got it? Now follow. Good boy. So, you said you found me pretty, hmm? That and the pickup line earlier. I'm getting the sense that you're flirting with me, a First Class. I'm talking to you. Didn't you hear me, hmm? Look at me when I'm talking to you. Baby, that's it. Right into these eyes. Are you flirting with me? I'll tell you what. If you are flirting with me, put your hands anywhere you want. Go on. I trust you. I mean it. Anywhere you want. Do you want this? Oh. Out of all places I gave you permission to touch, you touch me there. I'm flattered, but you can touch other spots if you want. Or maybe you're just a shy romantic. Just wants to start slow. A little waist grab here, a little butt grab there.
Well, come on, stupid. The suit isn't gonna come to us now, is it? Although, we are on a train, so technically it would come to us, but you get my point. Come on, get the fuck inside. And here we are, home sweet home. As much as I long to actually live in a place that doesn't go dozens of miles an hour, I won't ever get tired of that view outside the window. Snow and ice reflecting moonlight on the cold, barren civilizations. Or what's left of it anyways. Seeing gods out in Panama, as the metaphorical saying goes, gorgeous. No matter the time of day, or season, or weather, I suppose. Put your coat and shoes anywhere. The maid usually comes around noon every day, so don't worry about dirt or dust on you. Yeah, I can imagine. Life before all of this snow was rough for a lot of people. let alone now. I never really had to experience life being bad, personally. And I see you admiring everything here. It was included in the suite when I first got here. All of the lavish decor and ornate furniture around wasn't exactly my taste coming here. A little too overdone, so I can't exactly say I've been enthralled in its existence. Anyways, I saw you looking quite heavily at the fountain pens. Do you want one? They are all engraved with my name on it, but you can have one if you want. I don't interact with most of Furs these days, let alone write many letters to anyone on this train. I don't think anyone needs 5 fountain pens anyway, before the freeze or now. Go on, take whichever one you like. Oh, and don't forget to choose an ink color you like. We have amethyst purple, royal blue, mint green, Modena red, and a color something called manganese orgasm. Orange. I meant orange. Or did I? Of course. I'm glad I can share at least a little of this place with someone. Now that the ever-valuable snacks are safely home, where were we? You know, I don't think you willingly followed along just to stare at pens and ink and desks all day, now, did you? I think you were staring at something else. Something that's very soft and very warm. Oh, fuck. Getting bolder, are we? Kiss me again, this time with more passion and fire. Kiss me like I'm yours. Like I'm your good girl. You like these silky panties and lace bralette? Oh, they have my initials inside each cup too. If you want to come even closer. Well, more importantly, they accentuate my tits perfectly, don't they? I know you were staring at them earlier. My cleavage is hard not to notice, usually. Touch them if you want. Don't be shy. Oh, fuck. I'll look at you too. Is there a pen in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? Body's gorgeous. And all for me, isn't it? I taste a little saltiness of your wonderful chest and stomach. Fuck, I've missed this. Look at you. Fuck, you have a beautiful cock. All glistening with precum and hard as the avalanche we plowed through yesterday. I know that was corny as hell, but I suspect you like a little romance with your sex. And somebody will be getting plowed tonight, alright. Fuck. Freaking, it's so sticky and warm. Tastes so fucking good. I need more of it. More. I saw around the head. Or when I gently tap it against my tongue. And a little pre-cum and spit splashes around my mouth, huh? You throbbing a lot. If I keep flicking my tongue on the tip, you're gonna come for me, aren't you? I can feel every single vein on your shaft standing on up. God, it feels so good, doesn't it? Your mind is overwhelmed with pleasure. Your nerves feel like they're on fire, aren't they? Moan for me, go on. Moan louder. So eager. To be honest, so am I. Come for me. Come for me. I want it. I need it. Give me all of it. Every single drop. Fuck. That was a lot. So warm in my throat. It is really nice, I have to admit. Must be that dessert you second classes get every night. Let me just keep jerking you off. Come on, sweetie. You didn't think that was just gonna be the end of it, did you? I'm gonna keep you hard and very aroused for me. For what happens next? I'm gonna fuck you all night long. I want to hear more of your moans as I take all your cum from you and leave you wanting more. Fuck, you getting hard again? You want this tight, warm, wet, aching pussy, don't you? To feel the inside of a woman again after so long. And if you are a really good boy for me, I might just let you breed me. Finally, you get to see what's under these cute panties. Look at how soaked they are. What a mess you've made. You're gonna have to repay me. But first, to the bedroom. I'm in bedroom. Looks like I'm a little cum drunk already. Come on, pumpkin. It's up the stairs by the piano. Hold my hand so we don't trip on our own liquids. Well, don't look too surprised. I certainly wouldn't be sleeping on a pull-out couch or bunk bed now, would I? Also, come here. I need your lips pressed against mine again. But you know what I really want now? For you to lie there, look up at me like a goddess while I fuck you raw. That's it. Mouth agape and your eyes wide, like you physically can't look away. I'm a siren, your slutty, slutty siren. Good boy. Oh, fuck, you feel so good inside me. Do you know how much I would have paid for a vibrator on this train that felt as good as you do right now? Fuck, I would have paid. Fuck it, it doesn't matter anymore. Who the hell cares? All that matters is that you and I feel so good together right now at this moment. Good inside me, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, God, you look so pretty onto me like that. Oh, yeah. Fuck, baby. Fuck me, you feel so incredible. Cocky is so perfect for me. It's like it's made for my pussy. Fuck. Fuck, rub my clit. Yes, please, yes. I'm so close to coming. In this bed with me, and I'm riding the life out of them. I won't ever forget this, you know. Even if the Tales Revolution succeeds in taking first, I'll always remember you. Now, for your reward, you got to come. I got to come, so we're even for now. But wouldn't you like to come inside me? Come inside this fertile little pussy and breed me while I'm coming. You'd love that, wouldn't you? For you to flood your warm, delicious, coming, pure ecstasy inside me. Maybe even fucking your baby into me. Yes, that's it, sweetie. Be a good boy and fuck me back. Thrust those hips into me and moan for me. I'll moan as loud as you want. I want you to feel good and moan for me. I want you to feel as good as you make me feel. Keep bugging those hips back into me. Good boy. It's all bugging. Every single inch of you is probably even harder than it was when you came inside my mouth. Is it because this pussy is too much for you? Oh, the wolf, all wrapped around my pussy juice is dripping down your balls and thighs. How tight I'm getting. Oh, if you didn't already feel it earlier, when I come or I get close to coming, I get very tight. To the point where I've broken some vibrators. I wish I could ride you like forever. Me being your hot little slut. Oh, your hot word fucked on your slutty good girl. Oh, that's it. That's it. Keep fucking me like I'm yours. I wanna see that fire and passion in your eyes. That pure pleasure in your soul. Fuck me back like you missed me for years. Wrap your arms around me tighter. Fuck. I'm losing my mind. I'm hitting my stomachs like an absolute motherfucker. You want to breed me badly, don't you? Don't you? Say it. Say you want to breed me. Say you want to fill me up with your hot, fertile cum. You're coming. You're coming. Fuck me. That's it. That's it. Come on. Inside. Help me the fuck up. I'm coming to. I'm sitting around you so fucking hard. Oh my god. Bring me. I need you, fuck slut. Every fucking drop I need it. All of it. It's mine. Think about pulling out of me. Just keep it in there for a little while. You really came a lot, didn't you? My heart feels warm. The way you're twitching and slowly throbbing right now, I want to feel forever. It feels so intimate. I knew we just fucked our brains out, but I'm serious. It feels so quietly intimate right now. Just the two of us in this entire frozen world. So peaceful and quiet. I could really stay like this forever. Just lying on top of you. Matching your heartbeat and breathing. Everything is so calm. I could just fall asleep right now. Wrap your arms around me tighter. Stay inside for me just a little longer. I'm in pure bliss right now. If you're hungry while I sleep, you can eat the snacks downstairs. I don't mind. Good night, baby.
face misrestricted.
I now believe in more myths than my mother told me. I suppose, despite my best intentions, I never really believed them when she told me. Then again, did any of us truly listen when the world was dying and freezing over? And now look at us. Humanity is whittled down to a skeleton of its former self. But we all have hope. Some more than others. Nonetheless, we all believe in something. Whether it's Wilford and the engine eternal, or a new love we made along the way. I believe the red string of fate is a constant that cannot be denied now. Even here, on Snowpiercer, 1001 cars long.